We call this segment By Leaps and Bounds. Our topic today, why high quality child care is critical in our communities. Guests in studio, Tammy Britton, Workforce Development Project Manager, Talent 2025. Tammy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
And it's Eddie Pritzker, Early Childhood Fellow for Steps Kent and K Connect. Boy, do you have time to sleep?
Sometimes.
That's a compliment to you. Pritzker, correct?
Yes, Pritzker.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lots of facts that we can throw out here. Certainly, I think 83% of parents with kids younger than age 6 do report having difficulty finding high-quality, affordable care. And more than 4 of every 10 people live in child care deserts. So I want to turn it to you with the hard-hitting questions to get the word out. So first of all, let's talk about your organization, your role, your mission, and who you serve. Anissa?
Sure. So currently I am a Pritzker Fellow for Kent County, connected with First Steps Kent and K-Connect. And my role is really a liaison between the national movement for infants and toddlers right here, connecting that locally to Kent County. So striving to make sure that the infants and toddlers and their families in our community have access to all the supports and services that they need to really thrive and develop and grow.
How long is your fellowship?
It's a 2-year fellowship, and I'm just past the halfway point, but it is not that the work will end at that time. We're going to just keep building the momentum from there.
Thank you for that. Tell us about you, Tammy, and your organization.
Sure. My name is Tammy Britton. I'm the Workforce Development Project Manager with Talent 2025. And Talent 2025 is a CEO-led organization. Our mission is to make West Michigan a top 20 region for talent by the year 2025. We do this through a process that we call Illuminate, Evaluate, and Advocate. So illuminate gaps, evaluate leading practices, and advocate for those practices to be implemented in West Michigan. And we have 3 areas of focus: education, workforce development, and diversity and inclusion. Childcare is a topic that we share between our workforce and our education initiatives.
2025 is just over 5 years away.
It is, I know.
Okay, here we go.
We're on track.
I want to stay with you, Tammy. Why is the work you are doing important to our communities?
Sure. So childcare has a direct impact on the workforce and economy. A lack of high-quality, affordable childcare negatively impacts the labor force participation rates in West Michigan. We at Talent 2025 have identified 11 workforce barriers in West Michigan, childcare being one of them. And part of our work is to work towards reducing or removing these barriers to the workforce, making it more easy for people to enter the workforce and then move up to economic self-sufficiency. So to be a top 20 region in the nation, our goal is to have a labor force participation rate of just over 85% for adults in the age cohort of 25 to 54. We're currently just over 82%. And we also know that if we can bring the cost of childcare down by about 10%, we can increase maternal labor force participation rates by 1.5%, which would mean an additional 4,000, just over 4,000 additional workers in the workforce in West Michigan. And that's huge, considering that one of the number one concerns we're hearing from employers is the lack of talent.
Wow. Yes. Numbers do matter when you're looking at measurements. Anissa, more on your doing important work for our communities.
Yeah, so focusing on childcare specifically today, we have lots of areas of focus. But when you think about it, Shelley, Michigan runs on childcare. We have, just in Kent County alone, 70% of families with children 6 and under have all parents in the workforce. So that means everywhere we're going, the buildings we're working in, the coffee shops we're frequenting, there's workers there, and they need places for their children to go. And we are really advocating for those to be quality learning environments, because we know that this is a really crucial time. The most rapid time of your brain development happens before you're even 3 years old. And so the work that our childcare providers do is foundational for how our communities are going to thrive, and it's really important, and we need to do better. We definitely are needing more slots in general, and we also want to ensure that those are high quality, that we're really we're coming around our kids in this time that's so crucial for their development.
Right in front of me. High quality child care supports the healthy development of young children, fuels our economy by enabling adults to participate in the workforce. Tammy, what are some positive impacts your work is having within the community?
Sure. So Talent 2025, part of the work that we do is we try to engage employers in advocacy and in creating solutions. We try to focus on not only solutions to address workforce barriers that are at a policy level, but also employer-led strategies. So engaging employers in advocacy and creation of solutions is important, but because we also have to recognize that child cares are businesses. And so when you're folding in the voice of a CEO or an employer, that perspective can be raised. So what we did is we recently conducted a study with the help of a lot of really great early childhood organizations throughout the 13 counties in West Michigan, including First Steps Kent. Part of what we did is we surveyed providers and asked them what kind of barriers they have to starting a business and then to maintaining a business. And some of the takeaways that we found were that the process is complex and difficult to navigate for those who are looking to start a child care business. The cost of doing business can be too high. One in-home provider reported earning $5 an hour when it was all said and done. So there's also, at the same time, the inability of families to pay. So one of the larger takeaways that kind of combines those that we got from child care providers was finding and retaining quality staff. So paying competitive wages is difficult, especially when you're trying to keep your rates affordable for families. So to kind of sum it up, we help create a space for employers to advocate and create solutions to address the need for high-quality child care in West Michigan.
Thank you for that. Equal time to you, Anissa.
Yeah, one of the things that we're really excited about that will address many of the concerns Tammy just raised is something called shared services. So First Steps Kent was just able to hire a shared services project manager through some generous support from the Kellogg Foundation. And what she will be doing is coming alongside child care providers to think about how to support them when we think about it as an industry, elevating the importance of that role, but also recognizing that they are running small businesses, whether they're center-based or are in-home providers, and that's difficult when your main priority is caring for children and providing that quality early learning environment, but you still have to think about your staff and your taxes and the food, all those things. And so the shared services model will create more of a hub and almost like a consortium to come around and provide that support, group discounts, support with tax preparation, all those business management pieces, so that that can be a burden alleviated and they can give more time to their primary purpose in this work, which is caring for children.
Call this segment By Leaps and Bounds. Today's topic, why high quality child care is critical in our communities. Speaking with Tammy Britton, Workforce Development Project Manager with Talent 2025, and Anissa Eddy, Pritzker Early Childhood Fellow, First Steps Kent and K Connect. The gaps. Ladies, what still needs to be done? How can the community help? I'll start with you, Anissa.
So I think that there are things that both parents and families can do as well as providers when we think about what we're trying to move forward. One of the things I would encourage parents to do is to ask their providers if they're participating in Great Start to Quality, which is our community's quality rating system. It provides lots of supports and services to make sure that child care providers can provide that excellent early learning experience. And I'd love to have parents more familiar and advocating for that. And in addition, as I just mentioned, this shared services model that's just starting to be developed, I would really encourage providers to reach out and get connected so that they can be able to experience the values that this will bring to the work that they do every day. And I can give some information at the end about how to connect with First Steps Kent and find out where to sign up and how to learn more.
Great. Stand by. Tammy, an example, please. What needs to be done? How can others help?
Sure. So at Talent 2025, we'll continue advocating for several policy changes. We think we need to increase the eligibility threshold, increase the reimbursement rate to providers, along with quite a few other things like streamlining the regulatory framework. But one of the ways that we're trying to be more strategic is finding ways that employers can support the barrier of childcare. So one of the ways, one example of how that's being done by one of our CEOs, his name is John Wilson, and he owns Western Land Services in the Ludington area. So to address this barrier, he opened his own childcare center. And through learning a lot, in some trials, what he ended up doing is actually contracting with AppleTree to run that service or to run the center for him. So that's one way that employers can get involved. And that is happening. There are quite a few employer-led centers that are opening. However, there's a lot of different options. You could have flexible schedules. You could have flexible spending accounts for childcare expenses, provide employees with childcare resources or referrals. And we also think that employers could help support the shared services model. So we're going to continue focusing on some policy level advocacy, but also being really strategic in how we can help employers engage.
Wow. All right, Tammy, so how do we find out more about Talent 2025 in this conversation?
Sure. So our website is www.talent2025.org, or you could reach out to me directly at t.britton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, at talent2025.org. And me and my colleague, Jaren Kalina, we're both always really happy to help. So if someone wanted to reach out to us, we can guarantee we'll respond.
Hear your passion. Nissa, would you share your final word, Nissa Eddy, on behalf of your team?
Sure. So we have a lot of information on the First Steps Kent website, which is just firststepskent.org. And I think the best way to get in contact if you're interested in learning more about any of these pieces we discussed would just be emailing firststepskent@firststepskent.org, and then we will point you in the right direction. And just want to take this opportunity to also give a shout out to all the providers that we have in this community. My kiddos are with them right now, and what they do is amazing. And as I said, it really does make our communities run and thrive.
I bet they have WGVU on right now as we
probably speak.
Yeah. Thank you for both of your passions for our future. By leaps and bounds, why high quality childcare is critical in our communities. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Shelley. You too.